The Carter Report presents Project 86. Does the Bible actually describe a theocracy, a union of church and state?
That's a terrific question. Welcome back, my friend. We're talking today about a theocracy, an America in Bible prophecy. A theocracy is a union of church and state. And in the first part of the program, we talked about the text in Revelation 17 that describes a woman riding upon a beast. The woman represents the church. Now, maybe I should read this again to you because it's of tremendous importance. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, "Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot." Now, before you go any further, there are two women in Bible prophecy. There's the harlot that represents the bad church. And then there's the beautiful bride of Christ that represents the true church. You've got the true church and you've got the counterfeit church. Okay, so here you got the harlot. And the Bible says, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication. This church gets into bed with the civil authorities. This is a woman who sleeps with the state. Read it for yourself in Revelation chapter 17. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast. Here's a woman. She's riding the beast. She's riding the state. The beast was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet. She's very, very wealthy. This harlot woman lives very well indeed. And adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand, holding a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of a fornication. Wow, pretty strong, isn't it? This is the Bible. And on her forehead, her name was written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. This is a theocracy. I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. As you will, as I do. Here is the woman in bed with the kings of the earth. Remember, a theocracy is the union of church and state and is the very essence of Antichrist. Never forget it. Now, are there theocracies in the world today? Yeah, there are theocracies. Would you like to belong to those theocracies? Iran is a theocracy. Saudi Arabia is a theocracy. Islamic State is a theocracy. And wherever you have a theocracy, you have totalitarianism. The male fist of religious persecution. America has always been opposed to theocracies. So we say, God bless America and let freedom ring.
What made America the greatest nation in the history of the world?
Well, you and I know this. We who know American history, we who believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, we know the answer. What made America the greatest nation in the history of the world? Freedom. freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to worship or not to worship. Plus, a great hatred of oppression. We are opposed to all types of oppression. And remember, theocracies have always brought about oppression. And that is why America was founded on the premise of a church without a pope and a state without a king. I love America because I love these great truths. Freedom of speech, freedom of the press. Hitler, as you know, said the press was the enemy of the people. Dictators have always been opposed to the freedom of the press. Therefore, you have no freedom of the press in Iran, in Saudi Arabia, in China, in North Korea. America has been the freest country in the world. But I tell you, my friend, storm clouds are gathering over America. I say it again. Storm clouds, my American friends, are gathering over America. And as we study the prophecies, we discover some alarming truths. Let me just mention one other thing, and I discovered this 40 years ago. You can do things in America that you can't do anywhere else in the world because of freedom. And from America, I received the support to go and preach the gospel in the old Soviet Union. I went there because I believed in democracy and the separation of church and state. What about you, my friend? What do you believe?
Some believe an American theocracy would save America. What do you believe?
When people talk like this, it sends a bit of a shudder up my spine, because it's the very opposite of what the American flag stands for. If you want to understand what theocracies have done, go and study the Dark Ages. It's not hard to do. Go and study the history of the Inquisition. That's when the church had an Inquisition and tried people. And after they tried them, and while they tried them, they tortured them. Oh, no, I'm sorry, they didn't torture them. They got the state officials to torture them. And when they burnt them at the stake, the officials of the church were standing there. They were watching, and they were saying their hollow prayers. The officials of the state were the ones who lit the fires. Think of Saudi Arabia, Iran, and until relatively recent times, the Latin American countries and Spain, all theocracies. America was founded by people who wanted to get away from theocracies, and now we have people telling us we want to have an American theocracy. I ask you this very simple question. Think about it. Why are millions of people fleeing Latin America, which for many, many generations was a theocratic system? a union of church and state. Why are they fleeing those countries and trying to get into America? I'll tell you why. It's very simple. Because America is better. America stands for prosperity and truth and decency. And I want to tell you folks something. An American theocracy would be the greatest disaster that you and I could ever imagine. And the Bible talks about it in the prophecies.
Does Bible prophecy indicate what America's future may look like?
Let me give you an answer from the Holy Scriptures. Revelation chapter 13 and verse 11 says, "Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke like a dragon." So he starts out as a lamb, but he ends up acting as a dragon. Shall we read on? It says, "And he performed great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of men." And verse 14 we shall read, "Because of the signs he was given power to do on behalf of the first beast, he deceived the inhabitants of the earth. He ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived." The Bible says this power is going to work miracles. Just as Elijah brought down fire from heaven to the earth in the sight of men, so this power also is going to work miracles. And the Bible indicates that in the last days, Spiritism is going to get the church by its throat. And in many of the great churches right around the world, and in other places, great miracles are going to happen, and people are going to think those miracles come from God, when in fact these are counterfeit miracles. As we read some time ago in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, great signs and wonders, and millions and millions and millions of people are going to be totally deceived. And then it says this power is going to set up an image to the beast. What on earth does this mean, the image to the beast? What on earth does it mean? The Bible says he shall set up an image to the beast. Well, as everybody knows, an image is a likeness. What is the beast? The Church of the Dark Ages. What is the beast? It is a coalition of church and state. What is the beast? Church and state joined together, passing religious laws and persecuting the people of God. Do you get it? Can you see it, my friend? That's what the beast is. If I come into your home and I say to you, you're the mother, and you've got a little girl there, and I say, "She's the very image of you. She's absolutely the image of you." What am I talking about? You know what I'm talking about. I'm saying that this little girl, your little girl, looks like you. She looks like you. She talks like you. She walks like you. She's a copy of you. That's the image. The image of the beast is a copy of the coalition of church and state that rule the world in the dark ages. I know this is pretty heavy stuff, but you and I better get it, my friend, because it may save our souls. The beast, the Bible tells me, the beast is the coalition, it's the union of church and state. It's the woman riding upon the beast. History tells us. It's the story of the Inquisition. It's the story of religious persecution. Church and state joined together. The church in bed with the kings of the earth. Revelation 17. Now the Bible says that the great power of freedom that we love with all our hearts, the power that we would give our lives for because we love her so much, this power in the last days will set up an image to the beast, not a literal image, but an organization that will be a copy of the Church of the Dark Ages. The Bible says a theocracy will be set up in America. I'm not here today to tell you how it's going to happen or who is going to do it. I'm simply here to tell you what is taught in the Word of God. Now, I have a book here. I'm going to turn to it. This is my old great controversy that I purchased almost 70 years ago when I was just a boy going to Avondale College. Many people believe the author of this book had prophetic guidance. I think so, because the author talks about these prophecies. I recommend you get this book, The Great Controversy. I'm going to read you a statement. Please, please let me read it to you. This is page 443. In order for the United States to form an image of the beast, the religious power must be controlled. The religious power must so control the civil government that the authority of the state will also be employed by the church to accomplish her own ends. This book was written by a patriotic American. Whenever the church has obtained secular power, she has employed it to punish dissident or dissent from her doctrines. Protestant churches that have followed in the steps of Rome by forming alliance with worldly powers have manifested a similar desire to restrict liberty of conscience. An example of this is given in the long-continued persecution of dissenters by the Church of England. Now, this book was written more than 100 years ago. It's talking about things that happened back there, but things that are still to happen. During the 16th and 17th centuries, thousands of nonconformist ministers were forced to leave their churches, and many, both the pastors and people, were subjected to fine, imprisonment, torture, and martyrdom. That's why the land of America was founded, to get away from this persecution. But then the author says, it's going to happen again. Why will it happen again? Because people have gotten away from the Bible and from the Constitution. What about you, friend? Listen. When the leading churches of the United States, uniting upon such points of doctrine as are held by them in common, shall influence the state to enforce their decrees and to sustain their institutions, then Protestant America will have formed an image of the Roman hierarchy. And the infliction of civil penalties upon dissenters will inevitably result. How can I tell this to you? Who will hear this? Who is prepared to go to his Bible, I ask you, in the name of God, are you? the power that lamb-like horns, freedom, liberty. But then, as time goes by, through the power of Spiritism and other forces, this power will make an image or a copy of the beast, and the beast is the union of church and state. So the Bible indicates, Bible prophecy actually indicates that an American theocracy is a real possibility. I want to tell you today, it's time for us to return to our Bibles. The American Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So help us God.
Is a theocracy in America's future?
When I read the Bible prophecies, it seems very clear to me that most of us have got very short memories. We forget the faith of our fathers. Thanksgiving, it's Turkey Day. What happened? Oh, we don't know. Who cares? Well, I'll tell you what happened. The pilgrims came to this country because they wanted a state without a king and a church without a pope. But the Bible says here, an image, a copy of the beast, this theocracy, is on the horizon. And the other night here, where I'm staying at present, in Australia, we had the mother of storms. We heard a little mutter coming from the south. Mutter, mutter. And then was soon a rumbling. And then the lightning was crashing around us. You could see the bolts of lightning striking the ocean, striking around us. The panes of glass in the house rattling. What a storm! What a storm! What a storm it was! Trees were just lifted up and hurled to the ground. We survived fine. But I want to tell you something. Listen to me. If you listen carefully, if you keep your eyes open, if you read your Bible and books like The Great Controversy, you will know this. The storm is coming. You can hear the mutter of the thunder. The storm is coming.
Who are the locusts that sting like scorpions that are described in Revelation chapter 9, verses 1 to 8?
Now, I'm not going to have time to read Revelation 9, 1 to 8 to you today, but I want you to read it for yourselves. It's a picture of the bottomless pit being opened up. Symbolic picture of hell. Out of this bottomless pit, there comes smoke. Smoke of a great furnace. And then these locusts come up. And they invade the earth. You can read it in Revelation chapter 9. Read it sometime. Then think about 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where it talks about the miracles, the wonders, the great signs. Revelation 9 describes the forces of evil spirits that come up out of the bottomless pit to deceive the saints of God and deceive you. My friend, it is time to get ready.
In light of all these facts, what should we do?
In the light of all these facts, what should we do? Read the Bible. Read the Bible. Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Read the Bible. Put your faith in Christ, not in any man. The Bible says you shall worship the Lord your God. Only, him only shall you serve. Keep the commandments of God. It says in Revelation chapter 14 and verse 12, here is the patience of the saints. Here are those that keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus. That's what you should do. And follow Christ. Don't follow people, but follow Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The day is going to come soon when the image of the beast is going to become a reality in the world, when religious persecution is going to break out again. But Jesus is going to come and save his people. The good news is this, my friend, and I want you to get the good news today. Christ is coming. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I appeal to you today, in the name of Jesus, to follow him and to follow his word and thus be saved in the kingdom of God. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
For a copy of today's program, please contact us at P.O. Box 1900, Thousand Oaks, California, 91358. Or in Australia, contact us at P.O. Box 861, Terrigal, New South Wales, 2260. This program is made possible through the generous support of viewers like you. We thank you for your continued support. May God richly bless you.